Test 71, Section 2, Question 3. Here we're looking for a flaw, and it says, recent evidence suggests that moderate alcohol consumption has certain beneficial effects on health. So moderate alcohol consumption, certain benefits on health. In particular, alcohol creates an inhospitable environment in the human body for certain bacteria that can cause illness. Alcohol is bad for some bacteria. Thus, alcohol consumption is on balance beneficial. So therefore, overall, it's beneficial. Now, the thing here is it goes from it has some beneficial effects to it's overall beneficial. And just because some things of it are good doesn't mean the overall picture is good. So takes for granted that people choose to consume because they believe it's beneficial. It doesn't assume anything about what people's reasons are or any mental states there. Draws a comparison based on popular belief rather than on scientific opinion. It's not about popular belief. It never says people believe anything. Fails to consider methods of achieving the same beneficial effects that do not involve alcohol. Well, it does fail to do that, but it doesn't need to in order to say that it's beneficial overall. It just has to show that it helps, not that there's nothing else that will help. D draws a conclusion about alcohol consumption in general from a premise about moderate alcohol consumption. Maybe. So that's potentially worth it. It says moderate alcohol consumption, and then it says alcohol consumption is on balance, and then fails to consider that alcohol may have no effect on many bacteria that cause illness. Well, it might do that, but it doesn't have to consider all the bacteria, just some, and therefore D is our correct one. It's going from moderate to alcohol consumption generally, and that's then our correct answer.